rap and hip hop when I'm more like teenager, 16 to 18, I think so. And there's where I learned to use the computer and record my voice and put some effects, something more simple. But later on here, when I established more here, I put more hands on the computer and I tried to relearn for myself again, like how to use the software. And took me well. Now I've been like 5-6 years working with the same software. Basically that I learned for myself on the street or with people, asking to people teach me what they are playing.
What was your biggest art accomplishment that you've had so far in your career?
Biggest accomplishment? You know, yeah. I think for me, there's not a single accolade that really stands out. But every day that I work as an artist feels like the biggest accomplishment. You know, like just the feeling of getting out of bed and like all I have to do that day is go to the studio and it's completely self-directed. And like it was many years of hard work to get to a place where that's what I get to do all day. And so it just feels totally awesome. And I never take it for granted. It's like really the best job in the world.
Before we go, I just wanted to say that we're Roca, the Reynolds Art Gallery of Contemporary Art. And we do cool things here like this podcast. And we hold art gallery shows. We like to have outside artists come in and work with us. So if you're interested in volunteering with us, and just check us out on art-roca.com. And you could check us out on our Instagram page, which is the Reynolds Art Show.
Oh, and thank you, Ryan, for coming.
Thanks for having me. Such a treat.
I'm Thank you. listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Jazz Lives, right after these news headlines.
Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria KBOO 90.7 FM.